This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
It's Good Days, American Family Farmer. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to meet Chris Marion, who runs the Circle M Market Farm. The idea behind this program, for those of you who may be new to it, I'm a family dairy farmer. Been around cows all my life. I milked Jersey cows for a long, long time. Have decided to raise Jersey heifers now on my farm here in Massachusetts. I want this program to be a voice of advocacy for those of you who are family farmers, those of you who are involved in procuring the food that's grown on the American Family Farmer. There are a lot of problems, and some of them are political, some of them are geographical, some of them have to do with the weather, all kinds of things that happen every year. And so what we are doing here is analyzing success stories, bringing you the story of a farm and a farmer or farmers who have stories to tell, good stories to tell, that can act as an inspiration for those of you who may be looking for different ideas. And the locavores who support the family farmer, growing by leaps and bounds. More and more people want to go to the farm, want to see the cows being milked, they want to watch, or they want to participate in picking the berries or the peas or whatever it is. It's a fantastic new world if we take advantage of it. So let's find out what we can learn from Chris Marion at the Circle M Market Farm in, you're in Lafayette County outside Chicago, right, Chris?
I'm in beautiful Blanchardville, Wisconsin, Lafayette County.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah. We're about 2 hours from Chicago. So.
All right. So tell us your background. How did you get started? What do we need to know? Now, you and your husband, Shannon, have been there for a while now. What do we need to know about you and your background and his, too?
Oh, well, first, Doug, I want to say thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
This is great.
I like doing it. Yeah.
We are from different parts of the country. I'm from suburban Pennsylvania. He's from rural Missouri. We met in Chicago going to college. Lived there for 20 years, and Shannon always wanted to get back to the country. Didn't enjoy living in the city. I really liked it. I raised my 4 kids there, but I got sick about 13 years ago. I came down with pretty acute rheumatoid arthritis. I was in bed a lot, pulled a coffee cup or get my hands around a toothbrush.
Oof.
I was 37 at the time.
Mm.
It kind of opened my mind to doing something else.
Sure. Understandable,
so,
yeah.
I was reading a lot of Wendell Berry. I'm sure a lot of your readers are familiar with him. And I sort of fell in love with the country via reading his books.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was spending time in bed, and of course my husband Shannon was delighted for me to be open to move into the country. We had made a fair amount of money just on our house. Housing prices had gone up, so we headed out here. I kind of was craving green space. I had a feeling if I could have green views, I could get healthy again. I know that sounds weird, but that's
no, it sounds very smart. It sounds very applicable. Yep. It's all in there. Most people don't realize that whatever maladies they have start in their head. You can usually work yourself out of or into a problem, out of the problem, into the problem by using your head. That's my belief anyway, the mind-body connection, very strong.
Well, my head was getting wrapped around the idea of investing in a place, in a particular space, a piece of land, working with it. And I kind of fell in love with the idea of healing some land and getting healed myself. Sounds crazy, but it was just in my gut. I felt that was true. So we moved out here to this 20 acres of kind of a rundown piece of land. Just had been hayed and hayed and hayed by neighbors for years. Some sheep had been on it. I like the idea of having sheep. I was reading Gene Logsdon, who talked a lot about how sheep could heal land if you grazed lightly and just allowed them to fertilize and work it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was a concept I was kind of knocking around. Anyway, we got out here. I started working for other farmers to sort of figure out how to take care of a place of this scale. I was working for CSA farmers, people who grew for restaurants, and decided to launch my own CSA. So that started about 10 years ago. And I will say, after 2 years of living and working here, I was off my drugs for the rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And I have symptom-free. I haven't had a symptom of inflammation or any kind of pain for 9 years now. So I feel that I'm taking part.
You found it.
Miraculous.
Yeah, you found it. That's the important thing. You found it. Chris Marion from the Circle M farm. They have a market garden and farmers markets that we want to talk about and the circumstances around it. We all know that those of us in agriculture have our ups and our downs, but I don't consider the farmers I know to ever be quitters. They're not out. They're in to stay in it. But we need a little inspiration here and there, and that's what we're trying to provide on this program. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer on Good Days, American Family Farmer, 13 after the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl, plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale by Tuesday.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear. Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
16 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Chris Marion from a part of Wisconsin that is absolutely beautiful, Blanchardville, Wisconsin, 40 minutes southwest of Madison, small rural area. trying to help you understand agriculture, the nuances, the challenges that you face. That's what this program is about. We're trying to be of service on your side, if you will. That's all this program is about. This is, you know, not one of those things where I have one attitude one day and another attitude another day. This is the long haul. We're in this for the long haul. And so are the people that I know who are farmers. So we're telling the story of the farm and the market. Now, let's separate the two, shall we? Because that's really why I wanted you to be here. You didn't want to do a farmer's market, yet they're the rage all around the country. What are you growing, first of all, at the Circle M Farm?
Oh, well, you're right. I never wanted to do a market. I don't like sitting around or standing around, and so the idea of standing around for hours while the quality of your vegetables degrades in the sun is just depressing. But I've changed. We started off as a CSA, community-supported agriculture farm, selling by subscription. Most of my customers were in Madison, which is our closest town that is of any size.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 45-minute commute for me to get those veggies in there. But 10 years ago, I didn't have a big market for what I grow here in my tiny town, so I had to reach out a little further. So what we grow is everything you can possibly grow vegetable-wise in Wisconsin. We're zone 5, moving up to 5A if climate change, you know, bumps us up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're rolling in tomatoes and peppers and kale, collards, onions are coming out. We're still packing garlic.
You haven't had the same weather problems that we have in the East with the drought. You've had a pretty good season weather-wise, have you not?
Yeah, we've actually had a crazy wet season, and of course we are all complaining because that's what farmers do.
Yeah, right. We're complaining here because it's too dry. You're complaining because it's too wet. Got it.
Yeah, it's wet.
Check.
So mostly we're growing wheat, you know, at this point when it's this wet. Tough to get in and cultivate. So, yeah, we grow everything we can, and there's always successes and failures every year. This year, a big success has been raspberries. A big failure has been tomatoes. We've got blight because of the moisture.
Oh, the wet. Yeah, exactly. All right,
so yeah.
How you have a smaller customer base. Are there others in your town of Blanchardville that are doing the same kind of farming and thus selling their produce to the locals as well?
Yeah, so what happens here is obviously dairy farms, Wisconsin very strong in dairy, but with consolidation, you know, lots of dairy farmers have quit.
Yeah.
We're still losing dairy farms at a rapid rate, and unfortunately lots of mega dairies from California, because we're where the water's at now.
Yep. There are a lot of people who, thanks to the big, the Suiza family and Dean Foods and the government, pretty much all of the smaller dairy guys are going out of business because they can't afford to sell their milk at the loss that the government supports. So here we are.
So that's where we're at. You got the picture. But those little dairy farms, those actual buildings and the couple acres around them are great for market growers like me. We only want to take care of, you know, I've got vegetables under 4 acres, and I'm now putting a third of that under cover crops every year for soil health and to be a carbon, you know, sink for the earth, essentially.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's perfect setup, a few buildings and a few acres. And so, yeah, we've got a little ring around our town of 825 that are growing. And last year we started a farmer's market, and I guess I already said why I was reluctant to start it, but what happened to change my mind is I fell in love with Blanchardville. I love my little town. I love my community, and I felt that for a hollowed-out downtown where we have a lot of businesses empty, a great thing would be to drive some traffic there.
So that's what you did. You started a farmer's market in your own town, as well as bringing what you're growing to Madison 40 miles away. Interesting story, which we continue here, 21 after the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 And change after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day American Family Farmer. We're focused on the story that Chris Marion has for us. She has decided that she wants to take what they grow on their farm in Blanchardville, Wisconsin, she and her husband Shannon, and they've established a market in their town rather than going all the way to Madison. But there must be a number of farmers markets. How did you sell the produce in Madison? Did you go to restaurants and stuff? Or did you have a farmer's market there? How did it get sold?
Well, I literally only did CSA for 10 years. With community-supported agriculture, I would recruit people in the winter to buy shares in the farm, and then all summer I delivered boxes up to Madison.
Them to the CSA members you solicited in Madison. I didn't get that when you said that before. I see what you did. Yeah, all right. Yep. So you didn't go to farmers markets, per se, in Madison.
Nope, although I will say Madison has, I think, the largest Saturday farmers market in the country. It's huge, but now there's multiple markets every day of the week. So for people who want to drive in, there's plenty of local food available. But what happened with me is I really decided to invest in my little town and stop. I discontinued my membership in Madison because they had plenty of people they could buy from. And we started this market here, and I also had my local CSA customers pick up at the market so that they would, you know, kind of buy from the other people who were showing up. So that's where it's at. We're having a blast on Saturday morning, getting to know our neighbors a little better and really hanging out, talking about the future of our community pretty much every Saturday. Pretty fun.
So, under the circumstances, you're doing what besides veggies? Do you have other things that you're raising for the people at the family market, or are you leaving that to other folks?
You do. When you're standing at a market with people, you definitely kind of shy away from doing things that other people are doing. But I raise meat, pastured meat, so I've got hogs and a few steers every year, and I have a lot of sheep. So another girl does bread, and someone else roasts coffee, and So we split it up. But an interesting thing we did on our farm is I opened a bed and breakfast once my kids moved out.
Did you? Yeah.
And that has been tremendously successful. I knew people wanted to come out to the country like me and just sort of soak up the health out here, but I had no idea it was going to go gangbusters. So we're full in all the temperate months. So we start booking up in April, and we're booking through October and November now.
Do you get those people to work on the farm? A lot of people are having these sort of farm tour teaching sessions. They bring people out for the weekend to actually get them to work, and they pay a couple, $300 a piece to go have a weekend farm experience.
Yeah, people ask me that all the time. That is not my cup of tea. If you've ever, I'm sure on your dairy, you know that.
I wouldn't do it on the dairy. It's too much. Keep your eye on everybody.
Training people to work for a day or two is really, for me, I would have to set things up a lot differently here. So when my guests come, they're welcome to jump in on the farm work, but I'm growing over 200 different varieties of things. It's impossible to train people to pick what's ripe when and keep them, teach them how to take care of what's out there in the field.
Right. I understand that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So if you would like to have more information about what Chris is doing on the Circle M Market Farm, go to CircleMFarm.com. CircleMFarm.com. And you get some inspiration, some ideas about how to do a farmer's market, what to do there. A lot of people have farmer's markets. I'm not sure they always do a great job of understanding what the customer wants. You got to have people coming to you that tell you what they want. You got to ask them, and they got to tell you. So, Chris, continued success to you and to your husband, Shannon, on the Circle M, making it work in the farmer's market world. 28 past the hour in the American Family Farmer.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan?
Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The American Family Farmer. Each week we get together here, you and me, and people who are experts in the family farming agricultural community, to sort of work on common problems with ideas for common solutions. Not always do we get the common solutions. Sometimes we don't even have a real idea what the problem is, but it's good to be able to air these sorts of things in a forum that doesn't cast a shadow or a doubt on where the information is coming from. Joining us, as a matter of fact, right now to, so I think, sort of help us prove that point, Carissa Chapman is the Ag Ventures Education Coordinator at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. I will tell you, having been to the International Farm Show that takes place every year there several times, this is about as good an adventure as you can have in farm country. Tulare is sort of central eastern California, in an area of the state that just had nothing but rolling farms for miles and miles and miles. And it kind of is refreshing to see and experience it, because I come from a farming area, Carissa. My farm is Eastley Farm. You can go to the website. I always say that to people so that they can sort of check out my credentials and have them understand, or all of you understand, that I am a family farmer in real terms, as well as being a broadcaster. My website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, farm.com, facebook.com/Eastley Farm, or I Support Eastley Farm. That's where you can find out more about what I do on my dairy farm to promote the furtherance of what family farming is all about, at least in my area. So let's talk about the Ag Ventures Learning Center, the educational coordination that needs to be done. This, in my mind, the reason that you're here is to encourage people to either get involved in farming who may not come from a farming background, or to help educate youngsters and people of all ages, actually, as to where the food comes from. And this is a formalized sort of, this is not, I have on my farm, for example, Carissa, I have a classroom set up in the barn, a corridor leading to the milking room, where you can learn about the cows, gestation periods, food that they're eating, that sort of thing. And then they understand, they can walk into the barn while the cows are being milked. They can see the machines working. They can touch the cows, talk to them, feed them, that sort of thing. That's an ag venture for sure, but you have really expanded on that, have you not?
Yes. Our Ag Ventures Learning Center
Like you said, it's located here in Tulare at the International Agri Center, and it is all hands-on interactive exhibits with modern technology to teach about science and the environmental issues and food and nutrition. So we touch bases on all of the different agricultural aspects, from the dairies to your irrigation, how you water your crops, the different types of irrigation systems you would use depending on the type of crop it is, as well as we teach a lot about the different row crops that you can, that farmers plant, and what type of season it is that they would be planting those types of crops.
All right.
We have different hands-on exhibits to teach children, and it's really people of all ages enjoy our learning center.
What do you think people are most surprised to learn, in general anyway, about the farming existence, family farming especially, whether it be science or environment or food sources? What are the teachers, the parents, the children who are coming there learning that seems to surprise them?
You know, we have lots of different types of exhibits depending on the different industry that we have involved in the agriculture industry. We have a lot of different questions and answers, and where students can engage in all of the activities we have. They're usually most, what draws most attention is a lot of the different facts and all the different things that are involved in the agriculture industry. We do have two different dairy exhibits inside the AgVentures Learning Center, and we have lots of different facts on the dairy cows. So always the milk production, how much milk a cow produces, the fact that cows have four stomachs, that production in the dairy industry always seems to surprise people that are not familiar with the agriculture industry.
I have people who are friends of mine. I have horses. I have 300 Jersey dairy cows on my farm, but there are horse farms all around. There aren't many dairy farms. As a matter of fact, there isn't another dairy farm around where I am for miles in any direction. It just happens to be a suburban area, so I'm the Lone Ranger when it comes to this sort of thing. And you're talking about four stomachs, that sort of thing. People look at a large animal and think they're all the same. For example, a camel, a horse, an elephant. Some people have this notion that because an animal is big, they must be all the same inside,
exactly.
Which you, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that helps people understand, plus the methane gas controversy. I hope, I have not been there since a year ago this past winter. I did not go up last winter to the event, but I'm hoping that there is something there that gets in the faces of those foolish people who think, some well-intentioned, some not, that our problems with the environment come from cows, from having too many cows, and they produce too much gas. Which, in fact, is exactly the opposite of what is true. What is true is that the manure that comes out of the cows has a lot of microbial assets in it that, when landing and being worked into the soil, help to, I guess in a very plain way, activate the microbes that are in the soil that get the soil to produce better and more efficiently that which it is there to do, the greens, whether it's grass, whether it's trees, whether it's corn, whether it's Sudan grass, whether it's peas, carrots, whatever it is, the microbes that are energized by the process of the cow's digestive system would not exist. The photosynthetic process would not be as healthy as it is. The way of exchanging oxygen for carbon in the process wouldn't happen. All these things are never talked about by the zealots who would have us believe that cows are the problem.
That's very true. We do have a lot of people that will come. Typically our field trips and school tours that visit the AgVentures Learning Center are for the younger students. So we don't want to create any controversies when we have our school tours. But we do have people that come through, especially during World Ag Expo, where we have large groups of adults coming through the Learning Center that are not educated in the agriculture industry. And we are here to raise awareness and to educate them about the agriculture industry and show that we're not the villains, as some people think that the agriculture industry is.
The only people who think that are the people that don't know anything. They think the food comes from the sky. Well, I guess in a sense it does, because without the sun, we wouldn't have any food either. But this foolish notion that, and I happen not to be a meat eater. I don't eat poultry, but I don't tell people not to do that. Whatever choices you make, hopefully based on some educational process. But I'm very big into dairy, obviously. A lot of my raw milk I drink myself, raw milk cheeses, ice cream, that sort of thing. And there are plenty of opportunities, especially when you're selling raw milk, to have people misunderstand what it is that you're really doing. And so that's part of it. As you break all of these things down, there's an industry, there's a sub-industry, there's a sub-industry to that. One of the things that also seems to me needs to be part of the educational process is for people to understand when there are problems in the food supply, it is never, and I underscore never, at the hands of the family farmer. It's always some big, gigantic agribusiness that has packaged, let's say, spinach or something like that. And they don't wash it and clean it well enough, so then there are problems with listeria or E. coli or salmonella or whatever it is. And children hear this even this week. They're liable to hear that there's been a recall of, I think, beef hot dogs or something. I can't remember what I saw a recall of something. But every week there's a recall of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I will guarantee you, as I sit here, there is never ever a problem with the produce that comes off of the small American family farm. It's always the big, gigantic food processors that are the culprits. And those people don't necessarily get it in the neck because the people that are running the FDA are all from inside of these various companies, and they're happy to go after the little guys because it distracts and deflects from what the real problem is. And I think children and adults need to know that.
And again, that's what AgVentures is here, is to educate and to raise awareness about that. You know, a lot of times we ask the children, where does your food come from? And so far, luckily, when I ask about milk, they do know that it comes from a cow.
Yeah.
But your other foods, they just think it shows up at the grocery store.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have one exhibit. It's one of our older exhibits that we take when we go into the community, and one of our local community members who is involved in the city council and things here in Tulare has been taking it with him to our water forums, because especially right now in California we're having our water drought issues, and it's a big cheeseburger, and it shows how much water it takes to produce a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's something so simple, people of all ages are always amazed to find out how much water it takes to produce one cheeseburger. And for students, they think they don't know why it takes water to produce a hamburger bun until you tell them that process of, well, it comes from wheat. It doesn't just show up at the grocery store. So to educate people on that is amazing.
Are you a farm girl?
I am.
So you don't have any problem. You know all of this stuff. What about your friends? If you grew up in Tulare, you're in an agricultural community, so it's not the same. But if you went to school someplace else, or you had friends from some other place, they have a look at what I find is I drive down the street in a tractor. Oftentimes, people laugh at me. Oh, look at that hick on that tractor! Like farmers don't get the respect that they used to, or they deserve now, because for whatever the reason, we've lost touch, and there are a lot of different reasons for it. Most of them you can point back to big government and the educational fiascos that are now taking place across the country. But whatever the source of the misinformation or lack of information, one of the things that, because people are not aware of what's going on the farm and how important it is, people think it's amusing. To see a tractor, it's so odd to see a tractor. Not so much where you grew up, but certainly around where I am, and there's no respect for it, actually.
No, and even now, here in the Central Valley, we're surrounded by agriculture, and it always, still to this day, amazes me. Students don't understand what's being grown in that field right across the street from their houses or even their schools. And we do have tractors, like you said, that drive on the road. But like you said, people don't have respect for them. They're wanting them to get out of the way. And everybody's so in such a hurry that nobody wants to stop.
Well, people are they're so self-absorbed and selfish that they, I have a narrow country road that surrounds my farm. And when I'm going up and down the road with a piece of equipment on the back of the tractor, it oftentimes takes more than half the road. Well, if I'm on the road at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the horns, the looks, the way people react to me, and oftentimes when people try to pass me, I won't go faster or slower. I'll just keep going who I am. They'll end up in a ditch someplace, or they'll crash into another car or something like that, all because they're in such a hurry to get by me when I'm, in fact, doing the speed limit, because the speed limit on these streets is 20 and 25 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't make any difference. I got to get there first. You're dispensable. Get out of my way. No respect whatsoever. So, anyway, I mean, I remember, actually, I think it was several weeks ago, somebody drove by me in a black Toyota pickup truck. I remember it like it was yesterday, and they gave me the finger and yelled, "You hick farmer, get off the road!" You know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, people need to be educated so they don't grow up with that attitude as much as anything else. Food for thought. You can go to agventures.internationalagricenter.com for more information. Carissa Chapman works at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. Here on The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale by Tuesday.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
53 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. A good day, American Family Farmer. Now I have this comment about politics and who to vote for. There are a lot of people on the campaign trail who are trying to woo the farmer's vote. It's a very interesting scenario, winning the war on farmers and what Trump is saying. He was in Iowa last week talking about Hillary Clinton and saying that she wants to shut down family farms, implement anti-agriculture policies. I noticed that the blog this was on got a lot of comments, and some of them were good and some of them were bad. I'm going to suggest that perhaps you consider either or both or none, because I don't think it's just a race, frankly, between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I think Gary Johnson would be very popular among farmers. I'm a farmer. I'm supporting him. I'm not supporting Trump, and I'm not supporting Hillary. I don't feel that either of them has done anything to win my vote or my support as a farmer or in any other way, frankly. All they do is talk about each other. For example, you don't know what Trump's policy is. What's Trump's policy? Trump's policy is to attack Hillary Clinton and say she wants to shut down family farms and implement non- or anti-agriculture policies. Well, to my way of thinking, the current administration has done about as much as it could to try to shut out family farms, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I'm still not sure because I think Hillary Clinton is waffling on this. I don't know what the latest is on it, but she said she was for it before. Now she's against it. It would be death to the American family farmer, that's for sure. I don't feel that Barack Obama has done anything. And when Hillary Clinton says she wants to continue the good work of the administration, the Obama administration, I want to puke because it's nonsense. There's nothing there. Obama said when he first went in 8 years ago, or almost 8 years ago, one of the first statements he made about agriculture was he wanted to shut down 50,000 farms and plant trees on the farms. That was his first big ag statement. And from there, it's been all downhill. There's been cronyism. Vilsack, who is the former Iowa governor, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, almost was running mate with Hillary Clinton, has been a disaster. I don't think he's helped. He's helped the interest of those people who put the money up for his party to get elected. That doesn't mean he's helped the American family farmer. And I'll bet you if you talk to 10 people on the street in Iowa, they'd pretty much agree with that one way or another. But the content of all of this, this business about the farming, the agriculture industry, well, family farming is not the agriculture industry. The agriculture industry is Cargill, ADM, Dow Chemical, Monsanto, and that bunch. That's what the Democrats have a commitment to do, and I'm not so sure about Trump, what the Republican has in terms of support. What's the backbone of the country? Trump says it's the American family farmer. Do we take him at his word? Well, I'd rather hear that than some of the things that Hillary Clinton has said, even though Trump says she wants to shut down the family farm, shut down the mine, shut down steelwork. He just says she wants to shut down everything and doesn't give any specifics. So there is something on the Clinton campaign website that suggests there's a plan she has to increase funding to support family farmers and ranchers in local food markets and regional food systems. She says she'll create a safety net to help family farmers get through the challenging times. Well, the safety net has been screwed up by the current administration, the people that she says she wants to continue their good work. The Obama administration has continued to screw, and Vilsack especially, the family dairy farmer, by having these unrealistic caps on what the price of milk is, mostly based on what the Suiza family and Dean Foods wants to pay for the milk. There's too much of it, for sure. Too many big super farms creating crap for milk, and that's really what you're supporting, the big operations and the stuff that comes out of there that's just garbage. And so what happens to the family farmer? Who are they going to vote for? I tell you, in my wheelhouse, you can say what you want about third-party candidates don't have a chance, yada, yada, yada. But I think if you look at Gary Johnson, more specifically at Bill Weld, who was the former governor of Massachusetts, I think he has a lot of starch, a lot of great ideas. He's very smart, and he understands the cultural aspects of farming, the cultural aspects of the family farm, life on the farm. Even though he's not from that place, he's been much better at acknowledging it. He was great for the family farmers when he was governor of Massachusetts. So that's where I'm hanging my hat. Ladies and gentlemen, something for you to think about as you get closer to election time, and who do you vote for? I am offering that as a suggestion. Comments to Doug at DougStephan.com, the American Family Farmer at 59 past the hour.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.